Blog Talk Radio.
Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? We gonna do it like this. Hey, time you ready? Check it. I got 7 Mac 11s, about 8, 38, 9, 9, 10 Mac 10. The shit's never end. You can't touch my riches, even if you had MC Hammer and them 357 bitches. Biggie Small, the millionaire, the mansion, the yacht, the 2 weak spots, the 2 hot blocks. That's how I got the weed spot. I shot Dredd in the head, took the bread and the lamb's bread. Little Daddy got the shotty to your body, so don't resist, or you might twist, twist, twist. I tote guns, I make number runs, I give MCs the runs dripping. When I throw my clip in the AK, I slay from far away. Everybody hit the DECK. My slow flow's remarkable. Peace to Mateo. Now we smoke weed like Tony Montana, sip the yayo. That's crazy blunt. Bad hell, my boy Mikael from the Avenue to Jail Cell. Oh my god, I'm chopping shit like a pigeon. I hope you're listening, smacking babies at their christening.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? Today is Saturday, August 28th, 2010. We're here at Pregame Radio, brought to you live, OTM Enterprises in association with Bell Keys Communications, with the Tough Wire Consulting. We're doing the thing today. For those who don't know, tomorrow at 12 o'clock, when this first show ends, it's going to be Michael Jackson, what would have been his 52nd birthday. And me being a fan, I'm showing love the best way I know how. I'm doing the tribute best way I know how. And that's pretty much honoring the man, playing some music, you know, hitting you guys with some trivia. And of course, do my normal pregame 1-2 Thug Dizzle. So 347-857-4302. We'll be right back in a little bit. Pregame Radio, I'm going to open the show up with ABC, someone he was a little guy, you know what I mean? So we'll be right back, Pregame Radio.
Yeah.
All right, yes, we are back live, pregame radio, MJ birthday tribute special, you know, something real big, you know, something we're doing. We're honoring the man, honoring the great man, you know, saying what you want to say about his personal life, but as far as the music went down and anything like that, that man was a legend, he was an icon, he should be respected as such, and that's what I'm saying about that. Let me hit you guys with a couple of events that's going down this week, you know, waiting for everybody to get up and hand everybody else. Also, too, got a little, you know, a couple surprises for you guys today and anything like that. But check it out. Tomorrow, Spike Lee presents the second annual Brooklyn Loves MJ birthday party going down at the Nethermead Field in Prospect Park from 12 to 6. All right, if y'all went to the last one last year, y'all know it was a real big thing. It was real beautiful, real peaceful, and everybody had fun. You know what I'm saying? So check that out. If you guys are in the Brooklyn area, you know, like I said, that's the Nethermead Field in Prospect Park. You Google it, it'll give you Google Maps, MapQuest, all that good stuff. You can get there. All right? Bus, train, car, bike, paddle boat. Whatever you can do to get there, you guys get over there. So, I advise you do that. Going down on the second, though, KC Thursdays is going down at the Grooming Room. That's 609 Ocean Avenue, BK. Something they do every Thursday. Free drinks between 4 and 8 o'clock. So, check that out, like I said, that's 609 Ocean Avenue in Brooklyn. All right, we got Ev in the building. We're going to let Ev come through, save it up to you guys. We're going to go into another MJ track. Ev, what's going on, man?
Chilling.
Ev, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's popping?
All right. So what's going on? You know, we did the real big pregame event at the block party today.
Yo, Brooklyn Black is for the kids. I'll tell y'all that. He was the official Icy Man today. But that's what's up. Now, actually, we didn't do as we planned to do, but that's okay. It turned out to be nice anyway. Peace to the Jackson family. Definitely to Mike, as you said before, or a few minutes ago. Definitely a legend and an icon whose music is timeless. So this is a good idea on your part.
Well, you know, I try, you know, and, you know, it's you know, like I said, me being a fan, I feel, you know, that's something that, you know, I should do as, you know, as a fan, you know, someone who came and I had this outlet, you know, with this show.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I figured, you know, I might as well do it. Why not? But before I go into another, you know, song break, I'm going to hit you guys with some MJ trivia. If you guys are with me on Facebook, you know I've asked this question already. But what is the title of Michael Jackson's first recorded song? 347-857-4302. Ev, I know you probably know this. If you don't, that's awful. But
I'm a pregame admin, so that's like, my family, you know, like me working for the lotto and then I win. So I'm going to have to excuse myself from this one. And let's let some other pre-gamers call in, see what's up.
Of course, 347-857-4302. We'll be back in a second. This is Michael Jackson with the Jacksons. Can you feel it? And anyone knows this song. Everybody know the video when the Jacksons are sprinting melanin and down and everybody giving them some love and some color that anybody in this world desperately needs, right? But
and look, let me give you another piece of trivia real quick about this particular song, Can You Feel It? This is a song that New Edition played every night before they went out on stage on their tour. Can You Feel It by the Jacksons.
So there you go right there. You know, that's where they drew their inspiration from. But we'll be back in a second. As we come back with some new stories, introduce a whole new segment. Got some more people coming through. 347-857-4302. This is Pregame Radio, and we'll be back in a second.
It's your girl, Cherry Johnson, and I'm feeling good tonight. I'm sitting here next to my boy, Brooklyn Black, and we're in the pregame.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
Yes, we are back live, pregame radio, Michael Jackson birthday tribute. Before we went on to the break, I asked a bit of Michael Jackson trivia. What was the first song that Michael Jackson recorded? 347-857-4302. It seems we got a caller calling out of the 347-427-423. You are live in the pregame. Hopefully you got an answer to the question or some type of educated guess, all right? But 347-423, you are live in the pregame. What's going on? Who is this? I hate when people call in and they hit one and then they get all phone shy or something like that. Like, you call in, you press one, you know, say something. But 347-423, stick with us. We'll get back to you. So that'll be the pretty much the trivia question of the night. But, Eb, you come to us bearing a new segment, and you came to us bearing news. So what's up? What's going on?
Okay, well, this is not really a new segment. It's something that we've been doing off and on, which is bringing current events to the masses. Right now I have two stories that I'd like to share with you guys, along with the dumbass of the week, believe it or not. Maybe I guess I wasn't paying much attention this week, but we really didn't have very many dumbasses of the week to choose from. So maybe that's a good thing. Maybe there wasn't anybody out there doing dumb shit and making dumb decisions. So, all right. First up,
well, actually,
I want to.
Before you even get started, I got a dumbass of the week, actually.
Please share.
I say this is dumbass because it's like one of the dumbest, if it's bogus, one of the dumbest publicity stunts. If it's real, it's like, and word on the street, everyone's saying Drake and Nicki Minaj tied the knot over the past week. They went and got married and did their nuptials and all that good stuff.
You mean Drake?
Who was it?
You said Nick and Nicki Minaj.
Okay, Drake. Well, shit, to me, it's like they're the same person. Like, they're one and the same. Because one is all put together with plastic, and one is just put together by teenage television and all that good stuff. So it's like they're counterparts. But anyway, I still find it to be, I find it to be bogus. Like, if I get somebody from the grass here to say they went to the wedding and it's true love and some shit like that, like, if someone from Young Money say they went to the wedding and it's official, I'm not going to believe them. Like I said, I totally believe it's a stunt because I know Nicki, she got an album out, Drake album's out, you know. Me personally, I think it's a way to build up, you know what I'm saying, build up a hype for the albums and promote sales and all that. And I think it's a dumb move. That's just how I feel about it, you know what I'm saying. But Nicki,
well,
I'm wrong or not.
Well, let me ask you a question. This information was relayed via Twitter, right? So let me ask you, as a twit person yourself, as a twitnit, first of all, if you look at it, are those the real accounts? Is that the real Nicki Minaj? Is that the real Drake? Are those their actual accounts?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Neither can't, you know what I'm saying, whether you check Media Takeout, World Star Hip Hop, anything like that. Whether you check either thing, no camp has actually, like, confirmed nor denied. But right as of right now, that's the big buzz circulating around the whole Twitter world. Twitter world, if you're a fan of anything, like, that's one thing in your mind. That's like the topic in every barbershop and beauty salon. Nicki and Drake got married, allegedly.
Well, you know what?
No.
If they did, that's a complete surprise to me. Well, then actually, no, it's not, because I don't follow nor am I a fan of either of the two. Not being, you know, not to just shit on their music or their, you know, entertainment skills, whatever they may be. But, you know, I don't keep up with either of them. But if they did, then you know what? Good luck, you know, whatever, really. But if they did, then that's on them. Good luck to them. I hope they
Man, this some old bullshit.
He's stupid.
And straight up, like, and that's how I see it. Like, straight up, like, it's some old bullshit. Like, I think, like I said, it's a really weak ploy to boost their sales like shit.
Well, I mean, you know, maybe they got close over the whole Little Kim thing. You know, maybe they got close behind that.
Drake could have married anybody else. Nicki Minaj could have married anybody else. Hell, she could have married Black Dynamite for all we fucking care. But, come on, that's like, you know, it's like Donnie marrying Marie, you know, just to boost the album for the camp. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm. Well, why doesn't it make sense?
Well, that's just how I feel. If anyone agrees with me or disagrees, whatever, call us up 347-857-4302. But we're gonna move on to my next dumbass of the week, Soulja Boy.
Got to that last week. Okay.
Well, yeah, and plus two, the video evidence just started circling around the internet this week. So, you know, before we heard speculation, but you know, now there's hardcore video evidence. And, and here's what I'm saying to all the rappers and entertainers and all that. Yo, if you get caught anywhere with fucking cash stacks, you deserve to get put on fucking blast. Y'all know that's what she does. She comes to your spot, use up all your shit, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day or once you go to sleep, she make a video dissing your ass.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the fuck is the point? Oh, why? So you can say you can hate cash stacks? Welcome to the fucking club. Sign up on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to me, it does, like, that's why I say Soulja Boy's dumbass and cash stacks. Like, yo, either she's just going to run into the wrong motherfucker to do that shit to,
mm-hmm.
or God forbid she's going to contract some and that'd be the end of cash stacks or rack stacks, whatever they call it nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
But Ev, you've seen the video, you've seen her other videos, and you've heard about the other shit she's done, and she's had all this beef just for what she does. Matter of fact, if anyone out there knows what Cash Stacks does, what her talent is, and I mean a talent that can be spoken about on the radio and, you know, something that she can actually put on a resume, if she does something like that, call us up, 347-857-4302. We got 1120. We got some more stuff. We're going to be talking more about MJ, but once again, we're going to the next story. Ed, what you got?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, I was distracted for a minute. I have a couple of stories. This might be considered a dumbass of the week, this guy here. I don't know if your listeners are familiar with actor Bokeem Woodbine, stars of such movies as Jason's Lyric and Dead President, and currently starring in M. Night Shyamalan's new movie Devil. Apparently, they say he bugged out at a Soho nightclub called Greenhouse. He had to be subdued by bouncers and taken outside of the club. He was allowed to calm down, but once the police arrived, he wild out again. They said that he kept repeating lines from his movies. His PR...
That's awful.
He's stupid. His PR people are saying that he had a minor disagreement with another patron, but I think homeboy was probably doing some type of drugs and just flipped the fuck out. That's just my opinion, but hey, okay, I wasn't there, so this is just speculation, all right? Also, I want to talk about, in local news, a 28-year-old man by the name of Igor Sade Osahan, an East New York resident. Yes, Igwo Sade Osahan, a 28-year-old East New York resident, apparently is under arrest for stealing 750 identities and profiting with $500,000 from the victim's accounts. Apparently, this guy was buying data, you know, people's personal information online from online data traffickers. Now, I really didn't know myself that, not that this type of thing didn't exist, but to the extent that you could actually go online and find someone willing to sell you someone else's personal information. But either way, he was caught. by, get this, the Cybercrime and Identity Theft Bureau. That's right. The NET has its own police, right? Okay.
Yes.
And the last story is going to be, and this could be a dumbass of the week, our girl Paris Hilton, who's been doing a good job, actually, of keeping herself out of the spotlight. But I guess, just some things, just some habits just die hard. Miss Hilton, 29, Harris of the Hilton Hotels, was arrested. Yes, right? Oh, okay, my God. Was arrested in Las Vegas last night for cocaine possession. Now, apparently, she was riding with her boyfriend. She was riding with her boyfriend in a black Escalade, and a motorcycle cop happened to be passing by and smelled the distinct scent of marijuana. So, of course, he pulls the Escalade over.
Marijuana, but she booked for cocaine.
Okay, so check it out. They were dirty. Okay, they were riding dirty. Okay, so the cop smells the weed. Hey, y'all pull over. Now, upon search of Paris's purse, there was a white substance that later tested positive for cocaine. Ms. Hilton insisted that the purse did not belong to her. Now, this is why I understand.
Was there a dog in it? Was there a dog in the purse?
No, there was no dog in the purse. Now, listen, this is what I don't understand. She was arrested on suspicion of felony coke possession. Now, once the lab test confirmed that it was indeed coke, it was no longer a suspicion, but a fact, right? Okay, that charge alone would only draw, let me see, if she was convicted, this is considered a low-level, a low-grade felony. If she was convicted, she would receive 5 years, 5 to 10 years probation. Now, considering who we're talking about and her track record as far as probation is concerned, I don't see how she was able to be released with no bail within 2 hours of her arrest. I just don't get this. I think if it had been Faith Evans' ass, she'd have still been locked up, okay?
Faith Evans would have been under the jail.
Okay, she would have been locked up, and her face would have been plastered all over the news. No one has really heard about this Paris story. So if I was an officer, I'm just saying, if I was an officer and I pulled over Ms. Hilton, or, I was a judge or the prosecution, I just have a couple of questions. One, if it's not your purse, Paris, whose purse is it? Right? Two, being that it was not your purse and you got it from said friend, I'm a girl. I've exchanged items with my friends before. Usually, before you give an item away or before you start using an item, what do? You check it. You check the pockets. You look inside. You make sure the strap is adjusted to fit your shoulder right, so on and so forth. So you mean to tell me before you piled your things into that purse, you didn't bother to look at it, to check it out? Okay, and if that wasn't her purse, then where was her purse? How did she wind up with someone else's purse? You're Paris Hilton. You don't know you don't know your own purse from another purse? The whole thing is just ludicrous to me. She's a dumbass for even continuing to think that she can still do the things she does and get away with the shit. You're a household name. You're too well known. And people are just in your business like that. I was getting ready to give you kudos for, not having heard anything in a while. I figured since you got out of jail, the last 20 time you did 28 days or something like that, and you said that you were,
20 motherfucking minutes.
Yeah, she was going to, you know, go to Africa. She was going to help feed kids. She was going to be an ambassador. And I figured since she hadn't been in the news, that these are the things that she was actually doing. Not out in a vehicle smoking weed with someone else's purse that had cocaine in it. You know, I don't know. That's just me. But Paris is my dumbass of the week.
Yeah, I'm actually definitely with you on that one. We at 11:30, so, you know, we got a quick little break to go. I'm going to play, let me see. Okay, I got this MJ track right here going, Heartbreak Hotel.
Oh, that's my shit, that's my shit?
Yes, see, that's Ev's joint right there, but this, you throw this track on, you can throw it on at a block party, at a wedding. Hell, you can throw it on at a wake. People just get up and they dancing to this, right?
And real talk.
And this is, you throw that on, and this is like that turnaround song for the whole party. You play this, I guarantee you, no one will say you had a whack party.
So matter of fact, why don't you bump that, because I'm about to dance now, son.
All right, so we'll be right back. 347-857-4302. Brooklyn Black, Ebony and Hayes are smoking. We allow free game radio. MJ, happy birthday, man. We miss you. We love you. All right, we'll be back in a minute.
Oh,
Yes, we are live back to Pregame Radio, Brooklyn Black, Evan and Hayes Smoker, 347-857-4302. We're going over news stories. We are paying tribute, paying homage to a family member, a legend, an icon, Michael Joseph Jackson. He would have been 52 tomorrow, but we all know how that story went down. Of course, he's no longer with us. So that's what we're talking about right now. Before we go any further, I want to give a shout-out to Miss Nushu. She's a heavy pregame supporter. She's always live on the check-in. She RTs the tweets and all that good stuff, and she's doing her own thing Monday mornings, 10 to 12 also on Live Talk Radio. If I get her on the check-in, she'll let y'all know about that. But also, y'all already know we have a future artist from Niagara, New York, King J. Wait for him to get on the line. But before I take this next call, I just want to know if anyone else knows the name of Michael Jackson's first recorded song. If no one can get it, you know, I'll let Ed spell the answer out. You know, I know she's been holding that in like water for the whole show. So she want to tell all y'all. She want to give y'all the knowledge. So
I don't want to tell.
Oh, you don't want to tell?
I don't want to tell. I want one of your pregame call listeners to call in, because I know they know. I know you're listening. I know you know. Stop. Take a minute. Press one and give us the answer.
All right, so that's what it is. But we're going to take a call out of the 845 Rockland County stand up. 845-300. Who is this?
King J. King is in the building.
Okay, it's about time we were waiting for this dude to get here. What's going on? For those who don't know, those who tuned in last week, got back this week, King J. Last week he came and hit y'all with straight fire off the top of the dome with no beat or nothing. This time he's back. He brought some tracks in. And he came in on a real good good show. We pay a tribute to MJ. King J, did MJ influence you in any type of way?
Man, MJ has influenced anybody that has something to do with music from the 1980s or the 70s and on, but more so the 80s and on. Anybody. If they tell you that the mic didn't influence you, you're saying shit. I can say that, right?
Yeah, you can say shit, but just talk a little bit closer to the mic, because I know you want speaker, you know, so when you talk, you're a bit distorted, so talk a little bit closer to the phone, man.
All right. I mean, you know, like I was saying, man, Mike influenced everybody from the 80s and on. Anybody that has anything to do with music. He influenced everybody.
That's what it is. Now, when I told you before, we was roasting these celebs, man. What you feel about the whole Soulja Boy Cat Stack situation? I know you done seen the video and all of that stuff, so.
You know, Cat Stacks is very talented. I don't mind doing a dish, but they should team up and, you know, do a little back-to-back dish system. They'll be all right. You know, she's talented, too. But Soulja Boy Cat Stacks, man, I mean, well, what you see is what you get. You know, he knows what my rescue does. Come on, man. Everybody in the business knows what that girl does. So when you mess with that kind of girl, that's what you get. Hey, man, you know. Well, that's what you want me to tell you. Girl, if a girl, you know, marries a butcher, he comes out of the state. She gets mad? No, she married a butcher.
All right, pretty much that's what it is. 347-857-4302. We're going to play a joint straight from King J. King J, tell us about this All I Got joint you got.
All I Got joint featuring Nora. Man, that girl can sing her ass off. She's good with it. But it's a song, it's more catered towards, you know, not the usual demographic of, you know, shooting guns and, you know, the stereotypes that hip hop has been said to be about, you know, the ones about shooting, and, you know what they say hip hop about. This was more catered towards everyone, I should say. It's a real, my producer likes to use the term universal track. It's a very universal track, and I think everybody can enjoy it. It's from the perspective, any distinguished gentleman, like yourself, right? Like you, distinguished gentleman. You can understand it through cool food, right?
All right, so straight up, here it is right here for you guys. World premiere, King J featuring Noah, All I Got, Free Game Radio, Michael Jackson Tribute Show. This is how we're doing it. Brooklyn Black, Ebony, King J's in the building, 347-857-4302. We rocking until 12, and of course, you know, we're coming back at 12:30. So hit us up. If you can't get through here, don't worry, we back in 12:30, all right? Gay Radio. Be back in a minute.
You only get what you give. So give it all you got. But I got mine. Gotta get yours. Diamond cut. So I guess you can say, you gotta give it all you got to get what I got. Check. Get on my check.
Every day.
Got yours, mom. They can't have mine.
Ooh.
Hold on, I got them. Check. Raise a glass. I like to make a toast to those who passed. Heaven knows we miss them the most. To the dope boys coast to coast. Eyes better than the devil. Settle back, let it roast. Go on, get your rosé and get your mo. Let it flow. Oh, your boy's back. Get a kickin'. Pinky finger ring drippin'. Beat kickin' with rhythm. I get to spittin'. So the streets gettin'. It was written while I was sittin'. Chillin' glancin' where your dame twitchin'. She get half the chance and dame missin'. Cause she lookin' like Danny livin'. Complimentin'. Wait a three-piece spittin'. I told her. This is spittin' for a king. Sippin' Henny XO. Listen to the symphony show. And ain't thinkin' about a thing. Cause worries come and go. As a dough and as an adult. Something comes along that makes you move. Why not give it a go? Fire in her right hand on her ass. I'm just blowing smoke up it. You gotta love it. Red broke the ball like fuck it. Blow other niggas budget and wonder none of it. Fuck.
Every day, people try to break me. You can love and hate me, but it's even no.
Swag indicates that I give it a smooth while the jukebox playing my song. So cheers to the nigga that you love to lose, cause he's getting it wrong. Won't budge your move because he's getting it strong. Don't need no criticism cause nigga I'm grown. Don't even really care what you think of this song. Don't even write it down and just sing up a song. Flow is like a light bulb and nigga I'm on. And you can nice grill till the bitches is gone. Ain't no animation when the pistols is drawn. But I'd rather roll blunts till the periphery gone. Play some Marvin, maybe then me and my lady friend we can get it on. And you can rub a lamp till your wishes is gone. And hope we see a genie in a physical form. Not me, son, rather pop a bottle. It's like a runway model, figures is long. Removed up the cell sign, officially home. Like nigga, here's the crown, just sit on the throne. Niggas on my dick ill cause I'm sick off the dome. Jay.
Every day.
So, yeah, man, that was straight up King J, featuring North, All I Got. Wow, like, I'm kind of speechless. I don't even have a sound effect to express what I'm feeling on that joint right there. Ed, what do you say?
Two thumbs up. I like it.
All right.
The music
so
sort of reminded me, the melody is sort of, it reminds me of something else. I can't put my tongue on it right now. I can't think of another song though that the melody is sort of familiar. But I really like it. That's hype.
Yeah, so definitely, you know, that just gives you a round of applause. NJ, of course, that was all to the good. Before we go any further, before we proceed with the last 15 minutes of the show and all that good stuff, before we take a little break. models, all you aspiring models, video vixens, yada, 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 whatever. There's an all-star weekend coming up, like a convention type thing. You get your name out there, get your headshots done and all that, but it's going down west, at the Western in Fort Lauderdale. For all the information, you want to go to modelsgetawayweekend.blogspot.com. Sign up. The shoot costs you $150, but all the information is on that site. Once again, that's modelsgetawayweekend.blogspot.com. Don't worry if you missed it. I will post it on the Brooklyn Black pregame fan site. I'll also be tweeting it and all that good stuff.
That shit don't sound right.
I know. You know, straight up also, too, all my male Twitter followers out there, like, we got to find a more masculine word to when we say we update our Twitter accounts. Like, come on, for us to say tweet, to be the manliest man, say, oh, I got to go tweet. Like, you know, to me, that sounds like the, you know, that sounds real female, real pansy. Like, you know, we got to find something else. So I'm starting a campaign, find a new word for us guys to use instead of using tweet. 347-857-4302. It seems like our original caller from the 347 is ready to get on the line. 347-423, what's going on? You're live in the pregame. What's up?
Let's get back to Michael Jackson.
Big Skinny.
Who are the people calling from? Oh, that's Big Skinny. Big Skinny calling out of VA. What's up, Big Skinny?
Hey. Okay, mm-hmm. So let's go. I got the answer.
Black.
Oh, shit. Okay. I hope you do.
You got the trivia question?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so I'm going to ask it again for those who don't understand, pick up on it. What is the name of Michael Jackson's first recorded song? And the answer is?
Ben. And do you want to know the first single he made with the brothers? It was called Big Boy. Exactly.
Okay.
That's the one we're looking for. That's the
okay.
answer
we're
looking for.
Maybe I should have been clear saying whether it's been solo or with the group, but to answer the question, the answer is Big Boy. So talk to us. You know, you've been around for pretty much the whole Michael Jackson era, so let us know, like, how is he influenced
now,
you?
Now, we didn't have to go all the way there, did we?
No.
It had to feel there like that, but you know, you were around for the good part of his career, you know. Before most of these fans were coming up now saying, oh, he was this or he was that, you know, you were there, you actually witnessed it, you were a part of it. So don't take it as if I'm trying to I'm just seeing it as if you was a part of history.
Oh, of course. I am history. That's why you like history.
That's right, Big Skinny.
So I'm asking you, Big Skinny, like, you coming up through that, like, how has really Michael Jackson impacted? Because you've seen it, you know, through the years, how it's affected different types of people. So and how it is to you, how do you feel on that?
Well, personally, I think Michael was a very misunderstood young man. He was great in his profession. He did a lot of things that people did not realize he did. But the media always talked about so-called the bad things he did. But I think he was a humanitarian in the background.
Yes.
In the background. Everybody, like, he did this, he did that, da-da-da, da-da-da. But they never brought out exactly how many schools he donated to, how many books he gave, a lot of things he did, and nobody realized that. And I think it's a shame that they want to tarnish his name the way they have. And I'm getting emotional.
Oh, Big Skinny. It's true, though. That's true. That is so true. They never acknowledge the deeds that he didn't go out there and publicize that he did. He just did it with a quiet dignity. That was his way. He just went on and did it.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. You know, but you can talk about everybody else. And, oh, get back to Paris Hilton. That little girl, her, Lindsay Lohan, they need to be locked away. If that was a black person, if that was a black person, they would have been in jail for 4 or 5 months with no bond, no nothing. Okay.
Yeah, you're right about
And then when they go to in front of the judge, oh, you got 12 years, you got 5 years, you got 8 years. Come on now. Just because her last name is Hilton.
Yeah.
That's saying you do the crime, do the time.
There you go.
She needs to go. And Lindsay, with what she got, supervised rehab. Anybody ever heard of supervised rehab?
Not me.
I ain't never heard of it, but if anyone did, call us up 347-857-4302.
Come on, man.
We got
Lemonade
Big Skinny in the building. We got another caller calling out of the 845. Let's see who we got here. You alive in the pregame, 845-598. What's going on? What's up?
Brooklyn Black, it's King J again, baby. The other phone died. You know, I got like a million of them over here.
Okay. So we got you back in the building. All right, so you already know. And for those who don't know, King J is our featured artist for this week. So if you guys miss anything, don't worry. He'll be back at our 12:30 show. We got more tracks from him anyway. We got more MJ tracks and everything like that. Also for those who like Muay Thai and mixed martial arts, there's Muay Thai going down in the Bronx on the 25th at Lehman College, 250 Bedford Park Boulevard, Bronx, New York. You know
on what day, son? What day?
On the 25th.
Yo, Brooklyn.
Yo.
Yo, Brooklyn, you liked the dad joint, didn't you? I know you liked
the
dad joint.
The track was hot, but anyway. So, see, Team Fusion and Team Crew fight some of the best Muay Thai fighters in the Bronx, go after the championship and take home the gold. All right, so back to the convo. King J's our featured artist. We played his joint, All I Got. We got to
I like
back
it.
To the 12:30 show. Play some more music for him.
Huh?
Well, you know, the hook was generated. The hook came from this. Like, I know it sounds familiar because it gives the vibe off that, you know, like, you know how it feels to be on top at a certain point. It feels like everybody's hating on you. But you can still, you know, so to speak, enjoy your victories still, even with the haters on the sideline. And that's what I focused in on and honed in on, along with the young lady, Nora, who sung on the hook, that we're trying to give off that vibe, that it don't matter about the hate.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're a star or not, it don't matter. It's going to come. But as long as you're on top, you got to take the pros with the cons. It's just part of the game. It's how it comes.
All
right, so that's straight up what it is. Like I said, we got King J. Bethel, Building 3, Nyack, New York, Rocket County. You got
New Rock Mountain tonight. King J performing.
All right, so tell where you performing at next, man?
Oh, yeah, New Rock Lounge in Suffern, New York is going down tonight. Yeah, I'm going to perform that joint, Scribble Scratch. That joint, did you get that one? Oh, man. You got to hear that one.
All right, well, if anything, if the next you get here in time, I'll play that during the next show. We'll get it popping. But 347-857-4302, pregame radio. This is the MJ tribute show. Of course, we have another one picking it back up. I want to give a shout-out to everyone who tuned in. If you was rocking at the block party with me and Ev today, doing the damn thing, I was saying how Icy's and Ev was flipping burgers and making salads and all that.
No, Ev did no such thing. Ev did not come downstairs until about 6 o'clock. You know that's just how Ev does. Sorry.
And I heard you, nigga, she just came down to eat, but
initiating shutdown sequence.
That's a sound.
We did the damn thing, but I'm going to give you guys just one last song from MJ as we ride this out. We'll be back at 12:30. Happy birthday, Yobi, my man, G Valentine. Anyone celebrating birthday, all the Virgos, Leos, Nishata, celebrate. Mike, we wish we'll be back at 12:30 when it's actually your birthday to show you, give you some love.
Shout out to Kyle, a.k.a. Prince, a.k.a.
Yes, shout out to Kyle.
Word
up.
Shout out to everybody in the pregame, on the pregame, listening to the pregame, talking, all of that, and giving up those tracks. That's what's up.
Okay.
Right,
we'll talk to you all at 12:30. Okay. Gone.
All right, for those who don't know, James Toney was supposed to be fighting the UFC tonight, and he just got his ass whooped, like I've been telling everybody, all right? But,
wow.
Toney got his ass whooped.
He got his ass whooped.
Song recorded by MJ, A Place With No Name, all right? We're going to play this as we slide out. We'll be back at 12:30, all right? Free Game Radio,
yep.
Look of Black, I'll see you at a half.
I want to see y'all.
Don't know where am I when I make it. Take my hand, I take it there.
We going old school, all right? But we be back in a half.